Well, let's kick things off with a bit of news from the ocean world. Sarah, what have you got for us this month?
I'm sure, Helen, you're quite concerned that if you want to buy fish in the supermarket, you want to choose something that is perhaps from a sustainable fishery. You know, the plight of fish stocks is always in our minds. And fish that are marked with the Marine Stewardship Council logo are designated as having come from sustainable fish stocks when you go and you buy them in the supermarket. But how can you be sure that the fish that has come from so-called sustainable fish stocks really has come from there? Well, a rather worrying study by Peter Marco at Clemson University in the States and his colleagues has shown that in the case of one species, the Chilean sea bass, not all of the samples tested actually came from the sustainable fishery region as designated by the MSC. The fish that's sold as Chilean sea bass is actually a species called the Patagonian toothfish, or Dysostachys eleginoides. These fish can only receive the MSC stamp of approval if they were caught in the South Georgia Shag Rocks fishery, which is in the Southern Ocean close to Antarctica. So what Marco and his colleagues did was to set out to genetically test samples of Chilean sea bass bought in supermarkets to see if they really did come from this fishery by comparing their DNA to DNA results of a previous study that looked directly at fish caught in the South Georgia Shag Rocks fishery. The population of Patagonian toothfish in this area is actually relatively isolated by currents and weather, and the fish are very slow growing, so they're actually quite genetically distinct. The team extracted DNA from the fish samples, amplified it, and cut it with restriction enzymes before running it on an agarose gel. And the digestion patterns of the samples were compared with the patterns found in the previous study. They found that 5 out of the 33 samples of the Patagonian toothfish didn't match the genetic profile of the South Georgia Shag Rocks fishery, and actually that 3 of the 33 samples were not Patagonian toothfish at all, but were actually tuna, mackerel and greenling. And the authors argue that this was due to mislabeling at some point in the chain between the fisherman and the supermarket, and obviously it wasn't due to genetic shifts in the population, which could possibly cause a difference like that, because they're so slow growing that it's unlikely that that would have happened in the time. And it's actually a really worrying finding, because consumers may think that they're making sustainable choices, whereas, in fact, they're unknowingly creating a demand for uncertified fisheries, which goes against the whole point of MSC labelling, really. It's quite worrying.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, we talked to the MSC in the last series, and one of the really important points of what they do is this ocean-to-plate chain, really knowing in detail how where that fish has come from and all the points along the way. So I think this is going to be worrying for them as well. I'm sure this is not going to be good news. I'm sure it's something they're going to look into. But then it also highlights the fact that it's a really difficult thing to do. You know, we eat food from such a long way from where we consume it that all sorts of things can happen in between. And really what you end up with is something on your plate that you have very little idea of where it came from and what involved going into it. I also think the idea of the Patagonian toothfish is very interesting in that no one ever goes to the supermarket and buys Patagonian toothfish, but call it Chilean sea bass, and suddenly it sounds really delicious.